This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you when God is more interested in changing you than your circumstances. Recently, we talked about how the prophet Habakkuk teaches you how to respond when you see no proof that your prayer is being answered. Habakkuk 3:17 says, "When the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, to still rejoice in the Lord." What's interesting is that Habakkuk strikes a completely different tone in chapter 3 of his book than in chapter 1. Habakkuk was living in a day of turmoil, and he believed that what appeared to be God's inactivity had caused the injustices of his day to become even worse. In fact, in chapter 1, he complains, "Oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear?" Here's the interesting way God responds to Habakkuk's complaint. "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. And until that appointed time, the righteous shall live by faith." Habakkuk goes from complaining in chapter 1 to rejoicing in chapter 3. Habakkuk changed before his circumstances changed. Is God more interested in your change? As you think about that, remember these words. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blusa Blessings. And subscribe to the Blusa Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, transform.